This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Al-kibr, istikbar, pride and arrogance. May Allah protect you and I and cleanse our hearts of it. Illa Iblis aba wastakbara. Iblis, the devil, he refused the instruction of Allah because he saw himself as above it. Istakbara, his pride, his arrogance took him too far. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. On the Day of Judgment, Allah speaks about those who showed a lifestyle of arrogance today, then their recompense will be a fateful, horrible, may Allah protect us, evil end, Allahumma ameen. May we be protected from it, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Arrogance is a hallmark of anyone who crosses the boundaries that they know they should not cross. It's not by material possessions. It's not that you have more than others, so you value yourself more. It's the belief in your heart that because I have what I have, or know what I know, or am the color that I am, or the height that I am, or the sex that I am, that makes me better or more virtuous than others. It is an elitist mentality that brings down a person in their estimation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us are from Adam, and Adam was from dust. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the one who had the most right to show that he was upper and uppity above others. But he was not as such sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was seen as the one tawada'a lillah, who humbled himself to Allah. In the hadith of Imam Muslim, من تواضع لله رفع, the one who is humble before God, even though they have reason to be proud, reason to elevate themselves, the one who lowers themselves in the sight of God subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be the one who elevates them. The one who considers themselves as being better, more superior, elevated above the rest, are the ones that are humbled in front of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith also in Bukhari, مَا عَلَى شَيْءٌ إِلَّا وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Nothing attains an iconic status. No one acts in an arrogant, in a proudful way, except Allah will bring them down in the estimation and in the sight of those who they prided themselves in front of. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبُهُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِّنْ كِبْرٍ. The one who has in their heart even half of an atom's weight of arrogance will not enter Jannah with the first of its people. لَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. A man stood up and said in the riwayah of Imam al-Tirmidhi, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ يُحِبُّ أَن تَكُونَ ثِيَابُهُ حَسَنٌ وَمَرْكَبَهُ حَسَنٌ وَطَعَامُهُ حَسَنٌ. Messenger of Allah, some of us who are wealthy, we like to wear fine tailored clothing and eat exquisite cuisine and to ride on a nice stallion, to have a nice ride that we ride on. Is this the arrogance that will preclude us and keep us back from entering Jannah with you in the first wave, O Messenger of Allah? He said, لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. No. Al-kibr, بَطَرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْدُ النَّاسِ. The arrogance I speak about is that you look down at the one who brought information to you on account of their status. You said, you're younger than me. What do you know? What makes you think you know better than me? You judge the truth of what someone brought on account of who they are, not on account of what they said. Number two is that what you have makes you think better of yourself than others who do not have what you have. And therefore you consider yourself in a condescending capacity as being better than others, not for your connection with Allah, but for material things that were blessed for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah remove arrogance and pride from our heart and save us from the most proud shaitan in entering into our hearts and influencing us into sins. Allahumma ameen.